Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Hey there, friends. Welcome to another episode. I'm really excited to share with you a bit of an interview slash workshop with my go-to healer, Laura Bernstein. I know we love the predictions and all that kind of stuff, but I just really felt that this was an important episode. I have found myself over the last few months, like, just knowing that people need to shift the energy within them, which aka energy, the emotions, and I'm not necessarily going to break all that down with you, but I do know people that know how to break that information down, and that is who Laura is to me. So I know we're all up-leveling and shifting and letting go of the old in between of the new, and that has so much to do with letting go or understanding the emotions, understanding like what the soul is trying to say by sending us all these like epic emotions, what we do with them, how to really shift ourselves to that next level. I met Laura many moons ago. She was actually a student of mine a long time ago. And the minute I saw her, I was like, oh my God, this is like a very old soul inside of a young person's body. And I just like, every time I would look at Laura, because I would see her on Zoom, and I would be like, well, she's an old lady. Like, I just saw this like old medicine woman. I was like, this woman is going to be amazing. Like, and I was just part of that beginning process with her. And, you know, she trained under me, but she's trained in many other things as well. So I'm just so happy to see like the work that she is doing that I cannot do. And I wanted to share her with you because she is my go-to. I go to her regularly, but I want to say it was like maybe a month ago or so. I hadn't had like a check-in in a while. And I knew that my energy was like dirty, basically. I was like, I need my energy to be cleaned and I need some like boundaries. Like I could, you know, I work with so many people, and as much as I clean my energy before and after the sessions, it's never perfect, you know? And like sometimes I can really feel it just like being heavy on me. And I think it's not just my work, right? Like if you're in the medical field, if you're a teacher, if you are staying home with kids, like you just absorb people's things, and we do our best to have energetic hygiene, but like, never perfect. So anyways, I go to her and she basically like cleansed it out. She gave me some better boundaries. And she specifically was like, I put a little something so that like you're more seen. I just felt like you needed like some sparkles and to like be more seen. And it was so funny. The next day, I posted this video about my cat, and it wasn't even like me, but anyways, the video went viral, and I brought like in like 1,000 new subscribers, like followers on Instagram because of that video. And I was like, that was like such a random video. And I really feel like it was because of the healing. So it's some fun stuff like that, but also obviously like things like, oh my gosh, why can't I get past these money wounds or love or like whatever it is? Sure, we can like predict the energy and read the energy, but sometimes the energy literally needs to be shifted within us. And that is what Laura is to me. So I really wanted to share her with you. She came into the Clarity app a few weeks ago and taught a workshop, but I did start off with like asking her questions. And I just feel like it's a very tangible and like things that we can do. Even in the workshop, you'll see me like following her steps and learning a lot from just like following her steps. So enjoy it. Tell me like what you got out of it. I'd love to hear, you know, like what you shifted through. And if you feel really called to Laura, I highly, highly recommend a session with her, but make sure you leave spots for me. I actually like told her, I was like, I need to book sessions before I share you because I know you're going to get booked up. So she's amazing. And yeah, you can go into the description below and you'll see like Laura, how you can connect with her. She has a great TikTok account, which I really love. And you can, you know, book a session with her through her website. All right, friends, enjoy, and I'll see you next week. Hi, Laura.
Hello, how are you?
Good, so nice to be here with you. Hi, everybody. Welcome. So we are doing half workshop, half live podcast recording. So welcome to our live session. Thank you, everybody, for being here. All right. Laura, I'm so excited to have you here and to have this conversation with you. I wanted to introduce everybody to Laura Bernstein, who It's actually a former student of mine. We've known each other through like the work, and from the minute that I met her, I was like, this is a very talented being, like a very old, wise soul. And it was just instant love for her. And since then, since she's been in the work for a few years, I started going to her for energy healing. Obviously, I was trained in energy healing myself. And I'm very good at reading energy, but I love a good energy healing, and I think that there's just like no replacement for it. So when I'm like, there is just something off with me and off with what I'm attracting, off with my aura, even off with like my thoughts, let's say, like things that I'm like, this is like not mine, I always just like slide into Laura's calendar. And we just had a really great session, so I'll definitely talk about that too. But Laura, I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about like what is energy healing and like what got you into the work? Like how did you, because that wasn't, it's not like what you had a career before this. So I'd love to hear a little bit about that.
So energy healing, and I hope you can hear me okay. I'm using this new mic. Energy healing is a way to connect with your energy field or your aura, which is this multidimensional field all around you, and it connects in with your physical body. And it stores, receives, and communicates information. So that's where, when you walk into a room, you can feel the vibe of the room and all these different things. And just like brushing your teeth, you need energetic hygiene. So energy healing is a way to get in there and start to clear any congestion, anything that's stuck, any beliefs, emotions, really anything that could be in there. Energy healing is the way to clear it out energetically. And that is pretty much how I got into this work. I'd just gotten into like a really big rut. It was definitely a breaking point. I was burnt out working a job did not love that. Expected a lot from me. At the same time, I had just lost three loved ones in a really short period of time. So the grieving was really intense, and my health was the worst it ever been. Just dealing with, I mean, you name it, Hashimoto's, PCOS, all these weird symptoms. And like I would try the protocols the doctors would give me, but it wouldn't really move the needle. So I was just in a bad place. And I asked the universe, like, please, please show me a sign, because I had no idea who, like, I really lost my sense of self. And I knew I was meant to do something. I just didn't know what that was or how to get there. So I asked the universe for a sign. And the very next day, I started to hear about energy healing everywhere, and I'd never heard about it before. But friends, podcasts, books, like it started showing up everywhere. So I followed that thread and went down the rabbit hole and found myself with a new career. My health is the best it's ever been. I feel really connected to my joy, to my soul knowing, like everything completely flipped on its head. So now I offer that same path for transformation for others.
And I feel like that's like those symptoms that you're having is like just such a great explanation of kind of like what our or like what our energy can do and like kind of what it feels like, because you said I had like lost my sense of self. And I think we sometimes live in a world where we're comfortable with that, where we're almost like, yeah, that happens every once in a while. Like you forget who you are, or like you go down a path that like, isn't true to you and you forget who you are. But it's actually like, oh, look, I just got a thumbs up. It's actually a truly a sign that like something is off, and that it's not really something that like we should get comfortable with. I love your TikTok content. If you guys are on TikTok, Laura does these like, I think she just explains it so well. I love watching them. And some of the videos I love watching are the ones where you like explain what some of the energy like looks like when you're in there, like what dis anxiety looks like, or what like disconnection looks like. So now that you're like on the other side of that healing, like through energy work, what is it energetically, what is happening when we like lose our sense of self?
There's a, it can be a couple of things. But when we lose our connection to sense of self, there's a literal disconnection from source, from spirit, from the universe. Like the plug isn't quite plugged in. So you can feel that. It can also be you have way too much input from other places. So this is where boundaries is a huge thing. Like, what are you available for and what are you not? Because you can be absorbing a lot of other people's emotions, especially if you are like the natural caretaker within your family, your friends, whatever it is. You can tend to absorb a lot of emotions for people, and that is something you're carrying along with your own emotions and things. You can have,
Right, like this last time that I went to you, I was like, I was like, I know myself, like as a brave person who, like leaps, like who hears the intuition, like follows it. Like I have known myself always to be that person. There is a leap in front of me and I can't do it. And instead, all I'm hearing are these like these thoughts that are like very scarcity thoughts. And I'm not like trying to have these like high expectations for like the way I should be thinking, but I was telling you, I was like, I don't know. I feel like they might not be mine. And then when you went in and started to work on my energy, it's like it was almost like you could name every single thought, like beyond what I was expressing to you, and you even like understood where they were coming from, and like and how I had accidentally absorbed them, kept them on my energy. So then like anytime I'm trying to connect, it's almost like, okay, I could sit there, I can meditate, I can try to connect, hear my intuition. But it has to first get past the like the this like film of these like scarcity thoughts that are not even mine because they're like on my clothing, let's say, and I'm like trying to get beyond that, but there's just no way. It's like a traffic jam that I'm gonna have to go through at some point, and it's really exhausting to like go through that traffic jam over and over again and try to tell yourself, no, that's not yours, like clear out your thoughts, whatever. But if you meet it every single time, you start to think it's yours and you start to believe like it's yours rather than realizing perhaps that's not mine. Perhaps I need to clean this, take this off, and then I can start to like make that connection again. And it'll be easier for me to understand like, who I am. It's funny, in Soul Reading Method, we used to have a whole module on energetic protection. And just for the sake of like, making the program a little bit more concise, we took it out. And in a weird way, I feel like I have forgotten my own energetic hygiene. I was talking to Laura that there was a few things that happened. Like my energy was always cleaned by going hiking in the forest with my dog, but my dog passed away, and I won't go into like I try, but it's like not so easy to go into the forest without her. I think she would also take me out, and she was like always with me, and she was definitely this animal that would like clean my energy. And when I lost her, obviously the grieving of her first, but also realizing that I lost like my main source of energetic cleansing, which by the way, energetic cleansing is not that complicated. Like it doesn't have to be like so complicated. I must go deep into the forest, but that was just the way that I was doing it every day. And I didn't realize that I had lost that. And that was part of like why also, I mean, I love coming to you, but it was also like why I got so down like the rabbit hole that I got. So for energetic hygiene, like what is that? And I guess like what are some practices you like? And I can also share some of mine.
Yeah, so it's the practice of cleaning out your energy field. So any congestion, because we're out in the world interacting with things all the time. Even if you never leave your house, you're still on your phone
Right.
and scrolling through Instagram,
Like
like you're
when you
gonna
watch a
pick up
movie
stuff.
and you're like, oh my God, I'm so scared now. And it's like, yeah, you just absorbed the energy of like the terror from that really great actor who made you feel like he was legitimately a rapist or whatever. And you absorb that as real.
Yeah, exactly. So all of that is in your energy. So energetic hygiene is the process of clearing that out. And that could be as simple as making space in your schedule to just feel your feelings. Like, when's the last time you sat there for 5, 10, 60 minutes and just felt what was coming through without having your mind come in and try to solve everything? Because we're so in the practice of thinking everything, but what happens is instead of feeling the emotion through our body, through the natural channels that it moves through, we end up looping in our heads. And that's when the emotion never actually moves because we're just thinking about it. We're not actually feeling it. So the practice of just feeling, like screaming into a pillow, having a really good cry, it's very underrated and it really does move a lot of energy. So there's that. And then for emotions that maybe
Yeah,
don't
and I
feel
think
so
if you need
close.
like help with moving emotions, like lymphatic drainage work, massage, sweating, obviously like sometime, but it is even like those thoughts that we like repeatedly have, it's like it is a loop of an emotion that like has not been able to like find its way out. And then of course the danger of like those stuck emotions is sickness, you know, disease at some point that it'll create at some point.
I mean, that was definitely the case for me. I was so emotionally backed up that it started to manifest as all of these physical symptoms. So I had no choice but to confront what was at the root of it. So that's definitely, definitely real. And then for emotions that maybe aren't so close to the surface, you can start to work with, I mean, you could work with a pendulum if you're comfortable with that, because a pendulum moves energy. So you could work with a pendulum. You can shake. I mean, look at animals. That's what they do to move energy. We can do the same. Energy work. Some like very like non-negotiable practices I have is I make sure to ground my energy every mornings, just connecting in with Mother Earth and like visualizing a cord pulling me from the base of my spine into the earth and just feeling that infuse me. Because the more grounded you are, the more connected you are to your own energy, the stronger your intuition, all the things. And then making sure my boundaries are really clear. So that's where, the classic white bubble around you, making sure that's like all you see and that's protecting your energy field. And you can start to get more nuanced with that visual. But those are really key. And even like a hot shower at the end of the day and just visualizing the water clearing your energy. There's just so many ways that we can do it. I think the key is the intention we have behind it.
Yeah, I mean, I even just kind of like rub my hands together and like brush the energy around me. Like I know that it's like this little, you know, circle around me, and I like to, you know, just to brush it itself is one of the things that I try to do because I work with so many clients. I like to break the energy after as well, or even like my mom can be like a very intense person, and you know, I've before I used to always like try to like protect myself from her, but it's like no, it's okay, like let her do her thing and talk and you know just bring all the vibes, like she's my mom, but knowing that like at the end of the conversation I'm going to give her her energy back. She's just one of those people that like really believes that like what she's thinking is like the ultimate, you know, and of course like trying to put it on her daughter. But like being able that at the end of the conversation, being like, okay, like I give you your energy back, or after a client, especially because like in a client, I'm like going into the depths. I'm actually like literally trying to see what it feels like in their shoes. So I'm kind of like taking my energy and going into their energy, like with obviously like with their permission. So at the end, I will rub my hands together and just break the energy, give it back to them, take my energy, break it. If you're in soul reading method, you've seen me do that before, and just return it, but also break it. Because I feel like if you maybe had like a conversation with a friend, or maybe you do see clients and you keep like thinking about them a little too much, my sense is that like you still have their energy on, like you have not broken the energy, and you should be able to like go on with your day and go on with your life and not be absorbed in your friend's drama. Or you know, if you find yourself going to bed and like complaining to your husband about your friend's drama, and over again, your husband's like, hey, you know, like you're really obsessed with like what's going on with your brother, you're really obsessed with what's going on with your mom. It's probably because like you have merged, you know, like that drama into your energy, and perhaps you would feel better if like you didn't. So like really like breaking it and giving it back. That's like one of the things I try to do. And then obviously like you can protect your energy, but also I think like the cleansing of the energy. So, you know, nature, going for runs, sweating, getting regular like energy healings with people, that kind of stuff. Like just knowing whatever it is that works for you, like finding what those things are that reset you. And it's amazing what happened to me when I like lost that, like how quickly you can go, you know, how quickly you can go downhill. So yeah. So the that's like the cleansing protocol and like maybe some protection protocol. But what about like, I loved that TikTok video where you talked about like what anxiety looks like in an energy field. Like, where did that come from? And like from your obviously there's anxiety is like a loaded word and can have like many definitions from like different fields, let's say, from like different perspectives. But what is your perspective, like from working with so many clients, like what anxiety is or even what it looks like?
What I was sharing in that video, I received through channeling. So I work with like my body of work spirit team, and they share what I shared in that video. But essentially, anxiety is, to me, from the energetic perspective, this like very staticky, murky, like whirlpool, and at the bottom of it, there's like a trap door. And when you go into that trap door, you find all of the things that are anchoring that anxiety into place. So that could be things like limiting beliefs, any moments where you abandoned yourself, where your self-trust got diminished, anywhere that you're disconnected to source, disconnected to yourself, anywhere where the energy of other people is louder than your own. So that's more of what you're hearing. Any like shoulds from society or from parents or colleagues, whatever that is, like all of that gets stuck in there and starts to perpetuate the anxiety. And what it does in the energy field is it will moves all of your energy up into your upper chakras, into like your head space. So all of the energy is concentrated up here, and that just perpetuates more anxiety because what's happening is you're disconnecting from the rest of your body. And so what I like to do in an energy healing when I see that is start to move all of that energy down and through. So we bring back that optimal flow, and then we start to clear whatever's underneath the anxiety. And from
Right.
there, it's a lot of like with anxiety, it's like spiritual amnesia, like forgetting that you're a soul in a human body and forgetting that you're always protected and you have spirit guides, you have the universe behind you. So it's a lot of like reconnecting people to that truth. And that's what starts to clarify the anxiety.
Hey friends, I've been wanting to teach this workshop for a long time, and finally I have the time to do so, and I'm excited to invite you, and I hope you will attend. It's titled Paid to Be You. There is so much shifting in the collective all around how we make our money and how we work. And I've been receiving this download for a while that we're meant to be ourselves and then receive for being that. And I know that sounds like a pipe dream and like, oh my gosh, amazing. It's not as like simple as like one might think, but I promise the downloads are like flowing and I want to share what's coming through in this workshop. It's not a business class. It's not, how to start a business or how to get more clients. It's truly a shift in how you see work, how you see yourself, and how you see earning money. So this is more of a how can I change my situation by understanding how abundance is really meant to flow towards me? If you're down for that kind of workshop, I'd love to have you join me on Clarity App this Thursday, June 25 at 10 a.m. If you're a member, awesome. All you have to do is join us live, or you can join the recording. And if you're not a Clarity App member, I have no idea what you're waiting for. So join us for $19 a month. There is no contract, so you can just kind of jump in if you just want to watch this workshop. You can either join live or you can see the recording afterwards. I'm excited to see us all shift together and live into our truest paths. Join me in Paid to Be You on June 25 on Clarity App. Details on how to join below in the description. What do you believe our energy is? Is it like, is it our soul, or is it like, is it a part of the human body? Like, what are your thoughts about it?
In terms of like the energy that I'm sensing.
Yeah, I think that like the energy we're working with, it's like, is our field, part of the soul, if it's, or is it like a mechan, is it like a mechanism of the body? Is it like, is it human almost, or is it spiritual?
Yeah, I think it is our soul, and it's manifesting in different layers. So that's where the multidimensionality comes in, because you're experiencing your soul through emotions, you're experiencing your soul through physical symptoms, through mindset, through more of the spirituality when you connect in with spirit guides and things like that. So I think all of it is our soul, because everything's energy and everything ultimately is like that oneness, that source. But we, through the human experience it through different densities. And I think that is also shown in like the microcosm of a human. You have the different layers, the different experiences of your soul, if that makes
Yeah, and I
sense.
think it's like the soul is like sitting, obviously like in this body and then like projecting outside of that, but then like it'll like the soul is true, but then like the way that it projects on Earth can start to have like all sort of wonkiness depending on like what is happening. And there's different like layers and all that, but yeah, I always find that super interesting. So in addition to looking at people's energy and working on people's energy, it seems like you spend a lot of time like thinking about emotions as a Cancer would do. But like how do emotions like connect to what are your beliefs about emotions, and then like how does it connect to the work that you do?
I'm very sensitive, and this was such a thing growing up, where it just felt like it was too much. But what I realized through this whole process is like, actually, this is my greatest gift. I just didn't know how to work with it, but that's different. So that's been like a huge journey within myself. But to me, emotions are a specific frequency our body emits that's delivering some sort of information. And I'm of the belief that every emotion is soul guidance. It's again a way that your soul is communicating to you, and it can be pointing to anything. It can be pointing to a blind spot, the edge of your comfort zone, somewhere you need to be advocating for yourself more. And it's all ultimately leading you onto your path of greatest fulfillment. But what can happen is we have distortions and triggers and reaction instead of response that can really separate us from our emotions. And just the fact that we live in a world where our emotions are very villainized, and it's just kind of like, oh, like gotta feel again, like how annoying. So they get pushed kind of to the side, and that's where a lot of like we think about emotions but don't really feel them comes in. And so that's where the emotion and the message it carries can get stuck in the body, because it's not going to leave until we recognize the message.
And so how can we, yeah, exactly. Cause that, and that's why, sorry, like you just said, like, it's not gonna leave until we recognize the message. And that's why it's like, even like how depression can become a thing, because it's like just every day feeling like a sadness or feeling like something. And then it compounds to the point that it like takes over, obviously, having emotion once, understanding it and like letting go, but often they compound. And I also think that they compound. Like a lot of emotions are inherited, I think, in many ways too. So it's like they don't just compound in like my own lifetime, but also like they have been compounding for like three generations, and then they are in me, and I have to heal them and like set them free. How can we be better at feeling our emotions? Like any, I'm also a Cancer, so I feel a lot too, but I would say that over the last 4 years, the more I have been seen as a leader, not only, in my family and being a mother and kind of running this family, but also like just in the work that I do, I lead a whole community. So sometimes like being a leader, the way that I interpreted like leadership was like I have less time to feel my emotions or to hear my emotions. Because like we got, the show must go on. Like, we got to keep moving. We got to keep going. There's people that are depending on you and all that. I'm moving away from that, but that was like just a response to my husband like not being able to work for a few years and me really having to step up. And that's just, and I learned that from my father. Like he was just like, stay the course. Don't worry about like how you feel. So it's interesting for like a little Cancer for me to like say that like I'm only realizing lately like how disconnected or just I didn't I felt them, but and I feel them. I just like didn't give them enough time, if that makes sense, and like just moving past them a little bit faster. But I do know that I work with a lot of people that just like do not feel them at all. For example, like I think a very common feeling, especially for women, is like, especially when you're seeking purpose, it's like, what do I love? What lights me up? Like, what do I enjoy? And when our energy is working well, we should be able to like understand that or like to feel that. But sometimes we like lose that disconnection. So I'm wondering if like if there's anything that we can do to like try to help ourselves feel what we're feeling, I guess.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, it's simple and I said it before, but just really like scheduling out time to feel
Okay.
can be really helpful. And
Yeah.
it feels really foreign at first because your mind will come in and try to solve it all. It's actually really hard, at least for me, to just
So
sit
it's like
there.
just like sitting down and like kind of try like bring like we want to leave the energy here, but it's like dropping it down and being like,
Into the
what does the
body. Yeah.
body actually really, because the body is feeling, not the head.
Yes, exactly. And just seeing, like, often all the body wants is presence and your awareness. Maybe when you drop into your body and you're just like, okay, where is my body guiding me? So maybe it's at my hip and you just bring attention to your hip and maybe you'll get an image or a color. You're reading energy and you start to notice that. And then often it's just the awareness and it moves away. That can be really helpful. If you like journaling, you can start to journal from different parts of yourself. So you could journal from your ego and you can just let it rip and just be like, I hate this. This is so annoying. I don't want to do this. Whatever. Let that part of you have some time. And then speaking more into your soul self. What does your soul want to say? And letting that happen pen to paper. That can start to show you where these different parts of you are moving, and that places you in the seat of the observer. And that can show you, okay, there's a blind spot right there. Like, that's something I can start to work with. And what is that going to open up in my energy field? Because that is going to make more space for your joy and love and this natural, like, authentic expression of yourself to come through.
So, are you saying like something could be blocking my ability to feel my joy?
Oh, yeah.
Like an example. I mean, I came to you a little bit, not joy, but I was just like, I know I want to, I'm not feeling like excited about like a leap that I want to make. So, what blocks like not being able to feel excited?
Yeah, that can be a lot of different things. Often it's this calcification of emotions. And you see it a lot in the lower chakras, so the solar plexus, the root, the sacral, where there have been so many emotions and so much stuff that has happened that there's this desire to disassociate. And so what happens is they're not really felt and things don't really move and it all gets really calcified in the energy field. So it creates this numbing. Like you just kind of, you don't even associate with that part of yourself. But what happens is when you don't associate with the harder feelings, that also blocks you from the really good feelings. They go hand in hand.
Of
And
course.
so not feeling one means not feeling the other.
Okay. I love that. Yeah, I had a dream recently, and it was of this person that I dated like obviously before I met my husband, and I was really into this person. And in the I don't remember exactly like if we were dating. I think we were like dating again or something. And all I felt was like the rejection of this person, and like the emotion of just like being rejected. And definitely like in the dream it explained like why I was actually being rejected, and like that it was never really like truly rejection, but obviously that's like what it felt like when I was dating. And I almost felt like since I especially something years ago, right, that was like I mean I've been I, that has to have been maybe almost 20 years ago, 15 years ago, right? And I think like that's how long and deep emotions can be, where like I am not consciously aware of it, but like in my dream state, that feeling is so present and like so available. And that is definitely like a feeling that's going to be stuck in the sacral, which is like right above the reproductive organs, which is also the con and I like which is the connection to passion and joy and what I'm excited about and all those kind of things. So if there is like rejection there, or there is like shame there because I was sleeping with somebody who didn't really like me, or you know, whatever it may be, it's like we just kind of, and you're sometimes you're just too young to like, you know, I didn't know to be like, sit here, feel this emotion, you know, I was 23 or whatever. But it's really weird how they will sometimes like stay there. And I always say like your dreams will start to like haunt you if you're like not giving space for those things to come up throughout the day. So it's like if I'm not sitting in meditation and trying to feel my feelings, like there is no space for that to come and speak. So it's like, you know, showing up in my dreams and giving me that. So especially when there's like such a strong emotion in a dream makes me realize that it's somewhere stuck in me and that it just like needs a little bit of attention.
There's so much within that. Like you can, especially you can have stuff like when you were a little kid, and it could be little. It could be like you got a little bit embarrassed in class, you know, and that stays with you, and that starts to,
Calcify, which is what you're saying.
yeah, and it starts to anchor in beliefs and narratives and identities that you hold. So that moment that you felt really embarrassed could lead to you believing that you aren't capable of being a leader.
Because that emotion starts to attract, basically, because it's like in your energy, and your energy field is attracting things all the time. So it's like if I have that little like wound of like, you know, I was rejected or, you know, whatever, then like it is going, you know, the beauty of a clean energy field is that like cool things are just coming your way, like opportunities and all. That's like that's why we want like a shiny, beautiful, like make you the most magnetic person. But I think what's scary is that like that stuck emotion will then attract, let's say, more rejection, for example. And then at some point I start to believe like I'm a person that will always be rejected because that's what life has brought me over and over again. And I don't know why, but it just does, right? So like that is my identity. Like I am now like identifying as a person that like gets rejected over and over again. But the truth is like an experience, an emotion that got stuck, like is almost acting as a vacuum and like bringing me those experiences over and over again.
Yeah, absolutely. And it starts to glom, it starts to like, it looks like a little orb, and then you add more of that feeling in, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And
You
that,
use the word storage unit when you told me, and I thought that was like such a good.
you end up becoming a storage unit for all these emotions that you didn't want to have in the first place, but they are there and they need to be felt. And when they're not, that's what you start to attract through, because it's basically like you're a lighthouse, and that's the light that you're emitting out. That's the frequency that you're saying, like, hey, universe, like, I'm available for this. And so that's what gets brought in. But when you start to clear all of that out and you're just in your own energy, nice, clear aura, all the things, your signal is so clear, and that shifts your baseline frequency so that you're attracting in all the things you actually want in your life. And that's where you start to notice like that flow state. Things just move, opportunities, people, like everything is just moving with you. You're in that co-creative space.
It's like that lucky girl syndrome or whatever. You know, it's just like I'm just like lucky everything's like working out for me and that kind of stuff. So if I am, you know, like if I come to you, Laura, and I'm like, I don't know, I want to be seen more and I want like 100,000 followers or something like that, and I'm doing all the things, it's not working out for me, I'm not attracting that. Can I reverse engineer? Can I be like, I'm not easily attracting something that I do want and that I do feel ready for and that I think is time for it. So I'm not really sensing I'm not having dreams of an emotion. I don't really know what I'm feeling. I don't even know what's causing this lack of attraction. Could be like dating, for example. Like I'm really trying to attract like a person, but it's like not, you know, it's not happening. Can I figure it out from the other side, or does it always have to be like feelings first? Like, is there a way to backtrack? Like, you mean like reverse engineer, like what I'm not attracting?
Absolutely. And that's what I love about this, is you don't need to know a thing. We just
Okay.
need to get in there and read your energy, and that tells us everything we need to know. Because
Oh.
sometimes, yeah, you're really connected with what the feeling is or like what you think the root of this is, but sometimes you don't. And sometimes it could
Of
be
course.
something completely different. So yeah, you can reverse engineer anything, and it's not a magic pill, but it's definitely a shortcut to a lot of things.
Okay.
So like with dating, if you're not attracting the person you want to attract in, what I would in a session, what I'd want to look at is where do you have energy cords tied to an ex? How many of your exes are still in your field taking up space? How many like emotions are you still holding from that relationship? It can also want to look at like if you have any hovering energy from your parents. If your parents are very invested and love them, but they're kind of taking up space and making it really
Totally.
hard for you to discern what you want versus what they want for you. So we'd clear all that energy out. There can also be, like you were saying, like ancestral wounds, family patterns, and what we can do is start to find those and clear them out. Like, I was working with someone who had a ancestral wound of betrayal that went back like six or seven ancestors on her mom's side.
Damn.
Damn.
And the way that gets passed down is that we have to remember that our cells, which come from the people, the people who made it and like made our body, right? Like we are at the end of the day, little science, little cells coming from cells have energy. So like if my dad, his little sperm has like some sadness in like a cell that has been passed down for many generations, it then creates me as a human, and then that cell gives off that energy. So that's the weird way of how it happens.
And when you look at it this way too, I find I have a lot of compassion because they're passing it down as a safety mechanism. Like that's how they then were able to feel safe in their conditions, and they pass that down so that we can feel safe
Yeah, it's like
too.
survival. It's like a survival. It's almost like this is how the species evolved, like survival of the fittest. Like this is how we have survived so long by protecting ourselves from this way.
So what we can do is clear that out, clear that wound out. And what's really special about that is you can, with ancestral wounds, is you can clear them out for the whole lineage. And whether, like, let's say your mom chooses to like accept that healing as her own thing, but you can send that through the whole line and break that pattern fully. Because a lot of us right now are like cycle breakers. There's a lot of us right now that's part of our mission here is just to break a lot of these patterns. And that's the other reason I love working with energy, because it allows you to really embody your agency. Like, okay, yeah, maybe I can't control what XYZ person is doing, but I can work on energy and see how that has ripple effects in everything else. So that ancestral wounds, there can also be past life stuff. Like if you had a really traumatic experience in a past life with love, like that can definitely be influencing what you're experiencing in love now. So there can be a process of just, it kind of looks like a hook and it's hooking into your field, and that's feeding you like fear or like resistance to fall like really deeply in love and be really vulnerable. So we just unhook that and you can be more in your own energy and like what this life specifically has to offer. And then, yeah, clearing out any limiting beliefs, expectations, assumptions you have around love and dating, anywhere where you're holding like too much. Like maybe there's just way too much on your plate, so there's no space energetically for love to come in. So that's a process of like, okay, let's clear out what's here and reprioritize your energy. And then, if your aura is really congested, it gets really muted and dull, and it has this like cloaking effect where you're not really seen. And so that can cause you to be kind of invisible to the love you're trying to call in. It's like this blurring
Yeah, you're not
effect on you.
shiny. It's like, yeah, you're like not shiny. And like, why would I go to a store, a jewelry store, and pick out like the dullest thing there? Like, if I have bad intentions about picking out the dullest thing, like there's some weird, whatever. Yeah, and the idea is that like we want to be attractive. Like, and I don't mean that, physically or anything like that. Like, we want our energy to attract. What is like Yeah, I guess like what's the ideal energy? How's it flowing? Like from below up and around, or well, you call it like a flow state, but it's just like it's flowing.
Yeah, it's flowing, and everyone has different circuits. So everyone has a different way that their energy likes to flow. So that's something I like to look at. Like, okay, what's
Oh.
your optimal? And like, what do we need to tweak so that the energy's fully flowing for you specifically?
Do you, when you saw my energy, do you know what my optimal, like, is there a way that I like to flow?
There, I didn't quite look into that piece, but what I can tell right now is it wanted more into the sacral and like
Yeah.
pulling from there up and out. And it's
Okay.
a lot connected to the
Which
throat
is like
and the heart.
what I feel, like,
Yeah.
yeah. So
Yeah.
like, okay. So like where it wants to go through.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
For
It's
some
almost like a
people.
water, like it wants the power to go through certain spots.
Yes. Yeah. It's like it's very
Okay.
much we're stewarding the energy to like where it wants to go. We're just maybe digging a little bit more of a hole this way so it can flow that way more.
Totally, totally. I know that because my kids are always trying to like move the water flow in the creek to move where they want it to move. So that's kind of how I'm picturing it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, but generally we just want full flow going up and down both ways, like you have a bunch of little circuits and channels moving all around you. So I'm making sure that all of those have flow. And anywhere there's a little bit of a block, that's like, okay, what is that? And what can we start to move so that block isn't there anymore and bring more flow into that area?
Okay.
So that's where the emotions, cords, all that stuff comes in.
Okay. The last time we spoke, we were speaking about like a little like exercise with emotions. Can you remind me what that is? Like something that people can take home or that we can do right now?
Yeah, we can, let's see. We can personify an emotion and just play with reading the energy of an emotion if
Okay,
that
tell me
sounds
what, yeah,
cool.
tell me what that is.
Yeah, so if anyone here has an emotion specifically they'd like to explore, if you want to share that in the chat.
I'm feeling tired.
Tired.
Is that an emotion or is that just a state of being? That's from, okay. Oh, Lexi says guilt.
Guilt. Okay, let's do guilt.
Laura did not want to do my tiredness. She's like, go take a nap, Nikki.
I'm like, take a nap. Another one. Okay, yeah, let's do guilt. Pain, yeah. Let's try, because tired can be a symptom of an emotion.
Right.
So it might be the guilt that's making you feel tired, you
Exactly,
know?
exactly.
Okay, so I invite everyone to just take a deep breath in. Deep breath out. And just bring your awareness in. Open up your intuition. And we're going to explore the energy of guilt. And we're going to use our body, our emotions, our intuition, and just start to read the energy. So I want you to sit with guilt, wherever that is. Maybe you feel it in your body, maybe it's outside of you. And just give it a second to take shape. And what color is it? You can share in the chat as well. Now that you have the color, is it connected to any element? Does it feel fiery, watery? Is it earthy? Is it airy? Yeah, Lexi feels it in her stomach and in her head, this green color. Does it feel more feminine or masculine? Masculine, yeah. And just
Mine feels
feel
like it's
it.
coming from like right above my sacral, like through my solar, and then it's like coming out of my heart. So it almost looks like loving with guilt.
Yeah. thread there. Yeah, and just let's all take a moment to notice where we feel it most often in our body. When you feel guilt, does it run down your chest? Do you feel it as a pang in your hips? Does it feel like a little bit of buzzing in the back of your head? Where do you feel it most? Up from my stomach, like nausea. Yeah, I relate to that. And are there any words or visuals that are coming up for you? And maybe they feel random, but just let them come forward. It's just your way of reading energy. Jamie, this is not mine. Wow. Just take one more moment to see if there's any words, any visuals, if you see any people, if you see any spirit guides. Anything that wants to come forward around the energy of guilt. Once you have all of that information, take a deep breath in, a deep breath out, and just visualize that energy of guilt dissipating, being transmuted into divine light, sent to source. And when you're ready, you can come back. And what we just did is read energy. And it's cool to see how some of us have really similar associations and how some of us have a completely different experience. And that's the beauty of it. You know, there's no right answer. It's all insight and it's all a language we get to build with our bodies, with our souls. And that allows us to access this other layer of our intuition and inside of ourselves, too.
It was beautiful. And I'm guessing sometimes, like, obviously we can pour the white divine light on it, but also on our own time, like maybe sitting with it and like letting that emotion take its course. Like just like what I guess what would it look like to sit with guilt and let it be released? Maybe it's a cry or something that would allow it to be like released from the body, or a scream, like you said.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where you can start to play with this. And you can sit with, ask, set the intention, like, I want to feel a specific area in my body where I'm feeling guilt versus can I just read the general energy of guilt and see how those differ? You know, there's a lot you can play, there's a lot of material there to play with. But yeah, this is a great way to just start to move that energy, and you'll often find that just the awareness softens it, and then it can just move through the body. That in itself is decalcifying.
Yeah, because it just wants to be seen.
Yeah. Isn't that sweet? Yeah.
That annoying thing. Do you we went with guilt, and it seemed like a lot of us like felt could find guilt in our bodies. Do you think, is it possible that, I guess it's possible that somebody doesn't have guilt in their body, but I also would imagine whoever's attracted to this conversation happens to have it there because we're attracted through that. But there's, I guess there's like a, but we hold all sorts of different emotions. Guilt was just the one that this, our group, our, you know, our fam frequency family needed to touch upon today.
Yeah, absolutely. You can do this with anything. And you could even start with like the tired and then be like, okay, what's underneath that? You can start anywhere, and just go layer by layer. Yeah. But very cool. And it's cool to see everyone's intuition like very loud and clear. You know, Jamie got this is not mine. That's huge. Okay, that guilt you're feeling isn't yours. So let's move it. You know, like I just love how much agency it gives you back. Yeah, it just separates you from all the chaos.
Yeah, mine was coming from my grandmother, from my dad's mom. Like, I was like, that this is the source of it. And I'm like, yeah, it's like in my sacral.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's affecting the way I love is the way that I was understanding.
Yeah.
Almost like
It's
how I give and how I give love, it's like stemming from, it's like filtering through this guilt.
Yeah, and it creates, yeah, conditions. It's almost like a puppet string, you know? It's like I
Right.
love, but like through this
Yes.
way, you
And like
know?
I have to, maybe my soul would only want to give 10%, but like because of this guilt, I have to give 75% or something.
Yes.
So
Yeah.
it's effect, which is causing some tiredness.
Tiredness and then the boundaries thing, you know,
Right.
full circle. Yeah.
Exactly. 100%. I saw my mom, who I never really associate with my guilt, will need to sit with that a bit. Yeah. Love that, Lexi. Yeah. You
That's
can sit.
huge.
And I mean, I definitely wanted to start to write about it, but at the same time, I was like, no, like stay here because I think I was. It's more comfortable to intellectualize the
Totally.
feeling. And since you had said that like we need to like sit and feel them, I tried to let myself feel it. But I would imagine like you feel it first and then you could write about it a little bit to kind of understand it a little more and
Yeah.
then ask it how it wants to be released.
Yeah. Exactly. And then that's a ton of insight you have moving forward. Anytime you feel guilt again, you have like a dictionary for yourself.
Because chances are, like, I could clear it out, but it could come back.
Yeah, it can come back. And that's the thing, like we're gonna feel our emotions because that's just part of the human experience, but this gives us a tool so we're more resourced when we do feel our emotions and it doesn't like overtake us and make us feel like completely overwhelmed. Like we feel like we're in our power and can feel them and move them through and have our cry or whatever we need and then move forward with our lives, you know?
Okay. I
Yeah.
love it. It's just deeper intuition, I feel like.
Yes.
Yeah, because you can be able to say like, I'm confused. And it's like, okay, well, like let's sit with the feeling of confused. Like, where is that coming from? Like it just there is information in your feelings, basically. And that's why I always say, like, when people are like, well, what do I know? You know, what's the difference between my intuition and my fear? I'm like, kind of the same thing. It's just your fear, like can you read the energy of your fear and like understand like what is the information like in that fear? Like what is the information in your anxiety? Like, you know, like that's like we're still you we that is intuition. Like we're using our
Yeah.
intuition to read that information that's coming up, that even if it's
And
scary information.
yeah, exactly. And that then allows you to clear your intuitive channel and allow for other intuitive insights to come through really clearly. Because doing this strengthens your intuition for everything else. Because you're a clear channel. There's no little blocks that are filtering what you're perceiving. And therefore, you're not projecting your own emotional stuff onto the intuitive hit that you're getting. And that starts to really refine your intuition and like what you're picking up on.
Sorry. And I would say like not even just like sorry, something wants to be
Yeah.
released.
Let it
This is how my emotion wants to be released, guys, through my thoughts.
Nikki.
So not only like blocking it to be a better channel, but I would say like in my journey with understanding my intuition, I've learned that like as long as you are afraid of seeing something, like your intuition is going to be limited. So it's like if I'm afraid of feeling something, if I'm afraid of like experiencing it, feeling in my body, like there's just so much I can see. I saw that very clearly when my husband had a an addiction right in front of my face, and I was being paid for these like intuitive readings because you know Nikki is amazing, but I did not see like this thing that was happening in my house, and it was really because I did not want to feel like whatever that whole experience was. You know, from being in the denial, it was keeping me safe from like all sorts of different feelings, and I
Yeah.
didn't want to feel that. So like it does limit my intuition, not just in my family, but like obviously even with the clients that I'm working with. Like there's just so at that point, it was like just so much that I could see. And I would say the minute that I was like willing to see this and willing to feel it, and experience like whatever this experience was going to make me feel and see, It was a huge awakening of my gifts, for sure.
Yes,
So it's like
yes.
you we can't like yeah, like let like you said, you know, you can't want to have the good feelings if you're afraid of like feeling like the bad feelings or whatever we want to call bad. And so it's like kind of the same concept. Like I'm not gonna be able to like see more if there's like if I'm scared of seeing, period, of like, you know, being able to read what's there.
Yes. And feeling is a spiritual experience. Like it is part of it. Like that's part of the inner work. That's if you want to be intuitive, you have to feel, you have to make space for it. Like just as much as like refining your ability to read cards, like you need to be feeling and really connecting in with that part of your intuition because all of that starts to play into your mastery.
Would you say some people though feel more than others? Like I
Yes.
find my feelings to be like inconvenient because and I you know and that's definitely like what I was told growing up, but that was like the vibe in the house, you know, like you know, if my dad did feel how burnt out he was and how exhausted he was, it would inconvenience the whole family because then we have this person that's, you know, not providing and paying for things because he needs to slow down. So, you know, feelings are an inconvenience. So people that do feel a lot, it's almost like living life with like a lot of speed bumps, I guess, you know, because like you have to
Yeah.
kind of stop and slow down and feel them. And it's annoying to be designed that way.
Yeah, and you know, that's where anyone who identifies as a deep feeler, an empath, like that's an actual gift because you have the ability to alchemize emotions for other people. And that's why you maybe find that you tend to attract people that you know, have some tendencies, you know, some habits. And that's where when you have this knowledge, you can be like, okay, I know I have this gift, so I'm naturally going to attract a certain kind of people. That doesn't mean that's the end all be all and that I'm burdened forever. That means I need more energetic hygiene. You know, it's like being a really nice car. Like the really nice car is going to need the higher price gas than the other car. You know, it's the same thing. We need more energetic hygiene, boundaries, and this connection to what's going on. And then that's when we can be really empowered in our gifts and not at the mercy of all the energy that's going on around us.
A person that is an empath or that feels a lot like, why do you think God created them like that? Like, what is the gift?
The gift is to increase the consciousness here on Earth. It's to bring more light, to shift the baseline frequency of the collective. And so, how that happens at the individual level is you are able to take an emotion and alchemize that into light. So, that's where, you know, this connection between empaths and narcissists is such a big thing because the empath has this ability to take a really heavy emotion and alchemize it through their body and release it into light. But the nuance there is the boundaries. Like, what are you and aren't you available for? Just because you have the gift doesn't mean you have to accept toxic relationships, you know? But it's being able to witness that gift within yourself and then seeing where you can use it for the greatest good for yourself and for others. Like for me, before I knew all of this, like I was definitely just taking on everyone's stuff, all their projections. You know, everything was on me. And now I work in a space where I can help other people move their emotions, and I'm not taking responsibility for other people who are trying to project on me in my personal life, you know? And so that distinction is what allowed me to shift how I was using my skills. And you don't, being an empath doesn't mean you have to be an energy healer, but just in the way that you are using it in your day-to-day life, it's the orientation point is more from an empowered place rather than this burden that you feel like you just have to carry everywhere with you, you know?
Yeah, and I think like for me, when I discovered writing, I was like, whoa, how have I survived so long without? Because it was almost like I could have, you know, whatever experience I was having, process it like through the writing and then letting you know, other people like read what I wrote. And I, you know, I think that's what a musician does and what artists do in many ways. Like you listen to this music and you're like, oh my God, why does this music make me feel so much? And why does it change my frequency, even if it's saying sad words or something? And it's really because like that's what that person just did. Like they, whether it was their emotion or somebody else's emotion, they ran it through their channel, they processed it and refined it into light. Where like have you ever heard somebody say like, oh my God, you missed your calling? We always joke my mom is like very dramatic and she has these like amazing kind of like conspiracy stories and they're just so entertaining. And we always tell her, we're like, damn, like you would have been like the best like soap opera writer or like novella writer.
I love it.
Like you missed your calling. And it's a joke, but it's like she does have this like ability to take, to like, she doesn't realize that she's picking up on all this emotion, all this energy. She tells it like as a storyteller, which is hard because she only has like an audience of four, like the four of us, and it's like this lady needs a bigger audience because it's like too much for the four of us. But it's true. Like let's say she would have had the confidence or or she grew up in a little garden or community that believed in her and that she could, like, that's just an example that she could do something like that. Those are like the stories that help other people, and like those are truly like the channeling of something that we don't understand or some sort of like a darkness or whatever it is, and like channeling it into light. So it doesn't have to be exactly like through work that we do, or it doesn't have to be it could be done in so many ways, but that's a really beautiful refrain to like kind of help. And I think when we're looking for our purpose, I always like, I love looking at like your design, right? So, and I don't mean human design. I'm just like, okay, part of my design is like, I'm so emotional. So why would God make me that way? Like, that's why I asked you that question. And obviously God made a lot of us like sensitive and emotional. And that answer is like, it doesn't give us everything, but it gives us obviously like a place to look at when we're thinking about our purpose. It's like, okay, like, and then deciding maybe perhaps like how what we want to do, like you said, with that gift.
And I think, a lot of what we see in the world today that we don't necessarily love, and there's a lot of contention around, is a lot of apathy. And I think apathy is honestly the most dangerous emotion there is, because
And apathy, how would you define it?
it's this disconnection to compassion, to love. And love is what makes the world go round. Like, that is how we connect and love and, cherish others and have this compassion towards life, towards everything around us. And I think with empaths or deep feelers, like, there is such an intimate connection to feeling that there's no other way but to be compassionate. And so it's our own internal journey to find how to work with that in a very empowered way, and then be able to use that to start to shift the collective out of apathy and into this more loving frequency. And that's then how we raise the frequency of the planet. The light
Leave it
workers,
at
if you
that,
will.
Laura. That's beautiful. Thank you. And that's a great way to end our conversation. So I won't even go beyond that. But thank you so much for sharing your gifts. You guys, if this conversation spoke to you, you must book for Laura, but you have to leave a spot for me because I don't want you guys to take up all my spots. Okay. But I mean, the work is like life changing. And obviously, even just education wise, I love her work on TikTok. We'll share all of that in case you want to follow along. But hopefully, even just this exercise that we will all be doing this weekend, if not this afternoon, if we have time for it. But we're just so grateful for you and for being here with us today. And thank you, everybody who's watching live, and to everybody who's also watching and listening to the recording.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Nikki, for having me. Thank you, everyone here listening. I hope you got a little something out of this. And yeah, it was lovely to connect. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll see you again for sure. So thanks for being here. Thank you guys.
Thank you
Sending love to the empaths and the
all.
sensitives. Bye,
Bye.
everybody. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.